This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. One of the world's oldest natural wonders has a 2-million-pound facelift. The Grand Canyon Skywalk was officially opened yesterday by former astronaut Buzz Aldrin. It's on the Hualapai Indian Reservation in Arizona. NPR's Ted Robbins stepped out for the occasion.
We're going to start this story at the end. I'm at the end of a glass-bottomed, horseshoe-shaped walkway, which extends 60 feet out over the edge of the Grand Canyon. I can see 4,000 feet below me, and I can hear around me a lot of other reporters.
A 1.5-kilometer drop to the very bottom of the Grand Canyon.
That's almost four times the height of the Empire State Building.
TV crews from around the world got their shots on the glass and steel platform, then moved off to make way for more TV crews. Earlier, Hualapai elder Emmett Bender chanted a blessing over the project, a blessing this tribe could use. Half the 1,500 Hualapai who live on this plateau are unemployed. Almost a third live below the poverty level. It's so remote here, they have to truck in their water. They tried a casino. It failed. So they turned to tourism. Air tours, jeep excursions, short river rafting trips. Still not enough to sustain the Hualapai. Members like Sylvia Cuerta now hope tourists will pay $25 or more to experience the skywalk and a visitor center yet to be built.
I think that the skywalk represents economic progress, and I'm happy because this means more job opportunities.
But the skywalk disappoints people like Rob Arnberger. Arnberger is a former superintendent of Grand Canyon National Park. He says he understands the Hualapai need economic development, but he says the skywalk is inappropriate for its setting.
It's not consistent with the values of what that great gash in the ground represents to the globe, to the world, and to the peoples from around the world that visit it.
Consuela Bravo, who happens to be Miss Teen Hualapai, says she thought that too at first.
Before, when I heard of it, I thought that it wasn't going to be a good idea because it's disrupting the land, of course. And then I started to think, well, it's probably going to help the tribe raise more money, so whatever they're willing to do, then they can do it.
Now, how can an impoverished tribe afford a $30 million steel and glass skywalk? It can't. Las Vegas businessman David Jin financed it. This area, known as Grand Canyon West, gets a fraction of the visitors that the National Park does, 150 miles to the east. But most visitors come here from Las Vegas, where Ben Jones works for Travelocity. Jones thinks the skywalk will reinvigorate the tourist market from Vegas to the canyon.
It's sort of like an amusement park building a new roller coaster and putting it in place. It's actually going to get people that have come here before to come back again.
You probably hear that helicopter in the background. That and small planes are how tourists typically get here. Otherwise, it's a 2.5-hour drive from Las Vegas, partly over a dirt road. Tuesday, though, hundreds of guests made that drive. Tribal member Sylvia Cuerta wore a traditional Hualapai beaded shawl over a long print dress with colored ribbons on the hem. Visitors took her picture. With her own camera, she returned the favor.
You're laughing. What do you think of all this?
Because I was thinking taking pictures of all the white people.
Why is that funny?
Because everybody takes pictures of the Indians.
The Grand Canyon Skywalk opens to the public March 28th. Ted Robbins, NPR News.